Hi, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Hannah Murray. I am 16 years old and I am a homeschooled sophomore. I have had the privilege of being raised in a Christian home. Growing up, I had a sense of who God was and I knew to follow his rules. But it wasn't until recently that I realized truly walking with God is more than just following his rules. About a year ago, I was falling into my sin and I got to a point where I realized I needed to change. God was right there to lift me back up. I had been debating whether or not what I was doing was actually a sin or not. Then God put someone in my life who had struggled with the same things, and they came to the realization that it was a sin. God used this person to tell me that I needed to change my ways. He has also given me amazing friends and youth leaders that helped light a fire for the Lord inside of me. God has used some random things as signs to tell me when I needed to change or when I shouldn't be doing something. The sign wasn't always crystal clear, but other times it was. I can remember moments where I was conflicted about something and asked God to show me a sign. The next day, I saw an Instagram reel from a Christian influencer who was talking about what I had prayed about. There were even times where I was convinced that God told my youth pastor Noah all of my business because the teaching at night at youth group was centered around what I had prayed about. Through this, God showed me that he was listening and that he was truly there for me. He put it on my heart to give all my burdens to him. Like Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths." At first, it wasn't easy to let go of the feelings of stress and anxiety over wanting things to go my way, but it became easier the more I did. The first time I committed to handing over my anxiety to God was during an audition for my theater class. I sat in my chair at the audition and repeated in my head the phrases, "I give it up to you, God," and "Your will be done, not mine, God," about 1,000 times. It was that moment that I realized, wow, this really works. Over the past year, I have come to understand how much God loves me, and I have been able to see how he is working in my life, from taking my stress away to clearly answering my prayers. There were times when I prayed for something and he said no. I was angry that I didn't get what I prayed for, but when I look back on it, I can see that his plan was infinitely better. I strayed from God, but he called me back, and now my faith is stronger than ever because he showed me that I could lean on him.